This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Houses get renovated all the time, but it's not very often landmarks like the State House get an overhaul. Some major renovations are about to take place in the Senate chamber directly beneath the Golden Dome. WBUR's Steve Brown went along on a site survey.
So welcome to the Senate chamber. As I mentioned, it was originally the House of Representatives. It has undergone a great deal of change over the years.
The lead architect of the $14 million project shows reporters around the third-floor historic chamber. But this is not your typical fixer-upper. The room is located in the 219-year-old Bullfinch Front, the oldest and original part of the Massachusetts State House, designed at the end of the 18th century by Charles Bullfinch. So in addition to bringing the place up to code, architect Chris Coyo says preserving the history is a challenge.
While you learn the history of the room, you learn the history of the state. So we found that extremely interesting, partly because we had to recreate it. There were no drawings, there were cartoon images and anecdotal information and written reports, but very little in the way of visual images.
Since the mid-19th century, the walls of the chamber have been made up of more than 1,500 wood blocks attached to wooden strapping. Over the past 150 years, the blocks have been painted at least 20 times, and the structural integrity of the walls has become compromised. When construction begins, each of those blocks will be removed, numbered, and then stripped down to bare wood before being given a fresh coat of paint. And then, like a giant jigsaw puzzle, they will be securely replaced to the exact same position. Desks in the room will be brought up to standards of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the president's rostrum, now only accessible by stairs, will become completely accessible with a small lift installed behind the rostrum. Other upgrades include improved acoustics, better lighting, and more efficient HVAC. Senate President Stan Rosenberg is looking forward to the changes.
Oh, I mean, this is a huge project. Yes, I've been involved in several home renovations, and they're exciting, exhilarating, challenging, frustrating, and when it's over, spectacular. We hope we'll have very little of the early part of that string, and that it'll be spectacular when it's finished.
For the next year and a half, the Senate will be operating out of temporary quarters in the sub-basement of the State House's East Wing. The project is scheduled to be finished in January of 2019. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.